1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. Good Tuesday morning. My name is Fransman in the chair. You over there. Robin over here.
I'm over here.
Laura Hurley over there.
Over there.
Who we got? Who's a kitty, 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 kitty,
your
kitty, kitty, kitty,
adorable, kitty. Adoptable pet of the week is on us. Voice for Companion Animals is here. And I'm sensing a kitten will be made available here in just moments.
A kitty, 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 kitty.
Please stand by.
Hi, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Draw in a breath of anticipation.
Hi. Hi. Oh, you are beautiful.
Oh, I love this. I love the markings.
Oh, look at you.
Black, orange, and white.
She is, that is a soon-to-be former mom. She is a calico with all white feet, white
all
chest,
white socks.
All white chest. She came to us a week ago with three kittens that she was tired of because they were well over 8 weeks. They were probably close to 11, 12 weeks old, in very, very rough shape. So we got them right to the vet, and she gets her spay this week. And a little rehab time, and everybody will be good to go. But it took 3 days to get all the fleas and everything off of them. They were just riddled. We were really afraid of everybody being anemic. And you can see Mom's pretty skinny with a lot of hair loss, and that's what fleas will do.
She's an itty-bitty kitty.
Yeah, she's petite anyway, but that's what fleas will do. And that's, you know, some people say, why just leave them alone. Why do you do that? If we would have left her and the kittens, they would have been anemic. They wouldn't have made it. Yeah. Their other siblings did not make it because of some cruel people.
Ridiculous.
They saved us three and brought Mom to us. So we are, and as you can see, they're not feral.
What did you name them all?
Well, I referred to your sheet that you so kindly gave us months ago, but they were mostly male names.
Oh.
So I'm like, Fransman, we got to work on female names. So are you ready?
Cindy, Jan, and Marcia?
No.
No?
Mama Rose, Mama. Blanche, Sophia, and Dot.
Oh, there we go. The Golden Girls.
Mama Rose, and give me the other two. I never
Blanche,
watched the show.
What? Blanche, Sophia, and Dot.
That's fantastic. What's a... It's not a calico.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it is calico.
Yes,
okay.
That's a calico.
Come on.
Yep.
She's beautiful.
She, when she is totally healthy, she has a lot of hair loss, and you can see the tail has a lot of hair loss. Mm-hmm. She will be gorgeous.
She is, and she looks like black coffee with caramel squiggled
swirly,
all over her.
Big time.
And then has the whipped cream on all her paws and chest.
Yes.
When you retrieve her, I'm going to need a piece of her.
Yeah, her. She sounds delicious.
No, I'm serious.
Look at that.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI. They strive to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like Mama Rose and the other ones.
Sophia, Blanche, and Dot. Sophia, Blanche, and Dot. Two of them are like black and white, look like a tuxedo. The other one is gray and white that looks like a tuxedo.
Oh.
So none of them got the calico, but they are beautiful markings.
Beautiful
markings.
Hi, kitty, 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 kitty. She's right behind
me. I don't hear you talk about the Animeals program. I think we should remind everybody what that is.
Well, it's kind of twofold. We have our food pantry available on Wednesdays and Saturdays for people in need to stop. And we have ample food now again. Thank you so much to all the listeners and donors. And then we also deliver to those seniors, veterans that are unable to get out. This is another big week for us. We'll be delivering a couple hundred more pounds of food, a couple hundred pounds of litter to Hastings, to Goldbeck Towers.
So this is an ongoing thing, the Animeals.
Yeah, we looked. I think Goldbeck Towers is 6-7 years that we've been doing about every month. But Animeals has been going for over 10.
Getting back to the adorable, adoptable pet of the week, did you say Mama Rose is not chipped yet?
She is not hip and chipped yet. She will be after her spay, which is Wednesday, and then some recovery time. And she's going to make someone a fabulous pet. We also found out she gets along great with other cats.
Oh.
So bonus.
Bonus there.
Because they can be kind of snarky.
Snarky is a nice way of saying...
They can be snarky.
Witchy.
Yeah, witchy.
Do I get some calico action over here?
Oh, yeah.
She's
checking everything out. She's definitely a...
Curiosity, yes.
Adventurous cat.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design with 20 years of screen printing. They're specializing in custom apparel, expert craftsmanship, personalized local service. ProTeamDesign.com is where you go. That website is a perfect place for you to go to see examples of what they do.
Oh, yeah, it's remarkable.
Still no calico made available for the host.
No, I don't. Where'd she go? Underneath?
She's back here by the plant. She likes that plant.
They like the couch, too.
Yeah. So she could be a little couch potato.
Well, see pictures in the blog section of theisland.com, and when you see those pictures, call me and let me know what the cat looks like. 398-9000. I mean, is she cute? She must be cute. I haven't really seen her
yet. She's adorable. I explained her all to you. What more do you want?
I would like a handful of Mama Rose.
What?
I want a handful of Mama Rose.
Rose,
come here, baby.
If somebody's just tuning in, they're like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Rose, Fransman's throwing a hissy, so we better find
talk
you.
Talk about snarky.
There. Okay, quick, look.
There he is.
Quick.
You want to hold her?
Yes. Okay. You're just gathering that?
Well, sometimes.
Hi, baby. Calico has been made available.
Yeah, you got it.
Isn't she sweet? Hi, sweetie.
Hi, baby. Wow. She is amazing.
Isn't she beautiful? She's a pretty itty-bitty
Look
kitty.
At these eyes.
Pretty rough.
They look like marbles. Green.
Pretty rough few days.
At Don't camp, step on that.
Camp VCA. Oh, look at that. Look at the agility. So, right over the keyboard.
It's amazing.
Hi, baby.
All right. I feel better now. Check out pictures in the blog section, 1077theisland.com. When Jim Cartwright asks why there's so much hair on this keyboard, say it's Laura Hurley.
Ah!
This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the
Franz Man.
He went day and night without rest.
With the Franz Man.
Radio on. Franz Man One Man Party in the morning on 107.7 The Island.